بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
That was the recitation of Ayatul Kursi this morning by Sheikh Sa'd Al-Ghamidi. Now yesterday we took a look at the sentence where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم, that neither does sleep nor slumber overtake him. And we explained that sinna refers to a light form of sleep. It refers to that kind of drowsiness that you feel just before you sleep. You know, when your eyes start, I don't know exactly what they refer to it in English, but it's like that 40 wings kind of thing. Your eyes start dropping and your eyes start closing and then you wake it up. And the other is actual sleep. Nawm is actual sleep. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is free from both. And in the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about how He maintains the heavens and the earth. And I explained yesterday that we should not fall victim to comparing Allah to humans. That when humans do something major, something heavy, that they get tired. So if Allah is maintaining the heavens and the earth, that Allah would, waliyadu billah, need to nap or need to sleep. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us that He's very different to humans. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There's nothing that can be compared to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. He's always doing what He's doing. From ever before until ever after. Sleep or slumber does not overtake Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in any way. Allah is totally free of all human needs. Because if He were to have any of the needs of a human, it would be a defect. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that being that is worthy of worship. And we discussed the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard yesterday. Inna Allah la yanam wa la yanbaghi lahu an yanam. Allah does not sleep and it does not befit His majesty that He sleeps. يَخْفِضُ الْقِسْطَ وَيَرْفَعُ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who lowers the scales and raises them. يُرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ عَمَلُ النَّهَارِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ اللَّيْلِ وَعَمَلُ اللَّيْلِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ النَّهَارِ. That the deeds of the day are taken in front of him before the deeds of the night, and the deeds of the night are uplifted before the deeds of the day. هِجَابُهُ النُّورَ وَالنَّارِ. His veil is of light of fire. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ. If he were to remove it, the rays from the beautiful countenance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would burn whatever was within sight. So that's the sentence, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةُ وَلَا نَوْمُ, that we discussed yesterday. Today we discussed the next sentence where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. The lam that comes here, lahu, the scholars of tafsir have written, this indicates ownership. That everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when everything belongs to Allah, Allah has the authority to do as He pleases, to decree as He pleases. So He has created everything, He is in control of everything, and everything there that exists, it belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything that is in existence is a slave unto Allah. As Allah says in the concluding verses of Surah Maryam, إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا. There is none in the heavens and the earth but that they come to Allah as a servant. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدًّا. Verily He knows each one of them and He has counted them a full counting. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And every one of them will come to Him alone on the day of resurrection. They'll have no helper, no protector, no defender. So when everything belongs to Allah, Allah will do with it as He pleases. And we also have to understand that we belong to Allah. Our intellect belongs to Allah. Our wealth belongs to Allah. Our spouses belong to Allah. Our families belong to Allah. We only have temporary custody. We only have been given a temporary responsibility. Otherwise, we are nothing. We have nothing. We own nothing. Everything belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ.